Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, David Murphy, from the National Black Unity News. And for those of you who don't know, the National Black Unity News is a quarterly publication, and it's a solution-oriented newspaper. And if you haven't seen the copy or haven't gotten the copy, you can go to tnbun.com, and you can subscribe to the publication. We'll send it out to your home or office. Also, you can view it online as not only as, you know, our current publication, but you can also view our past publications as well. So you get a general idea of who we are, what we do, and why we do it. And I just want to let people know that our October, November, December issue is available in both formats, online as well as physical. And, you know, as time goes on, you know, the paper continue to grow no matter what, you know, some people come, some people go. But this issue, as we speak, is this issue is 60 pages. And unfortunately, four or five people who could not make the deadline on this current issue. Then we had said sometime in the past that we will not be lugging around a 100-page newspaper. And at the rate the paper is going, I believe by the beginning of the year, we may have reached our quota, which is 72 pages. And, you know, there was a plan that when we reached this certain limit, that, like I say, this is a national publication, but hopefully with enough readership or subscriptions come in from various locations, maybe we can start what you call state publications. I'm just saying, you know, off the top of my head, but, you know, I have always prepared for growth, but you never know which way it's going to come. And so, but in any case, you know, I'm grateful to our readers, to our subscribers, and most important, I'm very, you know, really grateful for those who are editors. Editors, those who make, participate in the publication, make contributions to the publication. See, without them, there will be no publication. One of the unique things about the National Black Unity News is that it is a collaboration of like-minded people who has come together for the sole purpose of uplifting our people and also to share our gifts, our products, and services. And so, and it's unique in every way, in every form. And it's not only local anymore. Let's like I say, it's a national publication. Now we're going international. We have been in various countries, but in the last several weeks, we was invited into the England, and this brother has outreach all over the world as well. And just this past weekend, because of some of our members are sharing this publication with people, we was over this weekend with some brothers and sisters in Panama, as well out throughout the island, Jamaica, and a few other places. And so, again, I just thank God for the growth of the publication and for expanding our territory. You know, it's a good thing because, you know, like you say, we have good information in there, uplifting information in there, information that you will not get anywhere else in the world. And so, again, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to us on Facebook, if you're listening to us on Blog Talk Live, and you listen to us on some of our other formats, then we encourage you to support this publication because this publication is here to support you. Now, before we get started in our conversation, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you my partner, my longtime friend, and a fellow soldier who's been out there on the front lines for a multitude of years, Mr. Satawi Jahi. And he always has something, some good news to share with us. Brother Satawi, you got it, sir.
All right. Thank you, David. And I'd like to say to our listening audience, we wish for you blessings without number, all good things without end, because our beginning was good. So shall our development throughout eternity be good. If we dare struggle, speak truth, and walk in the way of righteousness. We do reading here every night. I mean, every time we come on from Daily Motivations for African American Success by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough. And the reading for the night goes like this. Hallelujah, free at last. This colored people are going to be a people. Sojourn Truth, abolitionist and preacher. Reading for the night. It never happened to Richard Allen, a preacher from Philadelphia, So did it happen to Phyllis Wheatley, America's first black poet. Though she cried many nights for it, it certainly didn't happen to Denmark Vesey, Tucson Overture, Crispus Attucks, or Nat Turner, heroic men who gave their lives in the hope that one day they would see it. But it did happen to Booker T. Washington, a 9-year-old slave on a Virginia plantation. It was time to rejoice. It did happen to Frederick Douglass, a former slave and grown man in his late 40s. He called it the major event in his life. In her autumn years, it happened to Sojourner Truth, who immediately wrote a letter to President Lincoln expressing the need to allow women's suffrage. It happened to John Rushworth, Black America's first college graduate and abolitionist who had migrated to Liberia. When this scholar received the news in West Africa, he immediately sank to his knees and cried, "Thank you, Father." It happened to my great-grandfather, a butler from North Carolina. It also happened to Martin Delaney, Henry Highland Garnett, Mary Elizabeth Rouser, Rebecca T. Cole, men and women of distinction and valor. What is it? It is freedom. The freedom to be, to have, to do, to hope, to work, to choose, to soar, to dream, whatever you wish. Ours may not be a perfect society, but it's the freest nation on earth. This is the environment in which each of us finds ourselves. We all stand on broad shoulders, men and women who have gone before us. We owe it to them, to ourselves, not to take this freedom for granted. Today I will treat my freedom with respect to which it is entitled. That's our freedom for the night, and yes, our freedom is precious, and we definitely do not need to take it for granted. And it's just like we have the freedom to do this newspaper. That's tremendous responsibility, and to him who much is given, much is required. So there's a lot required for us to carry out this journey of freedom. And I want to thank you, David, for opening up the windows of opportunity to be able to publish this paper and give us all a chance to express our voice in this publication and share with people our own particular views of what's going on in our neck of the woods. So to everybody out there listening, freedom, freedom, freedom. Or as they say in Kiswahili, who is Sasa? Who is Sasa? Promoted to Tashina. Together we will win. Freedom now. Who is Sasa? All right, back to you, David.
Oh, man, powerful stuff, brother. Yeah, you know, talking about freedom, you know, even freedom comes with a price. You know, sometimes this is open mic night, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're just going to share what's on your hearts, on your spirit. And I know a lot of us, you know, there's a lot going on in this country. So much is happening to us and around us that, you know, it's amazing, you know. But in my case, listening to Brother Satavi Jaheed, and I was with my good brother Bill Clinton earlier today, and we were just sharing some things because we already host this major event. I'm going to let Bill talk about that in a few minutes and some of the other things that he is doing. You see, Bill Gooden is one of the gentlemen who helped start this publication and several other things that we involve with Black Men, Unifying Black Men, and several other things. But, you know, talking about open mic, I just want to share that I'm not going to talk too much tonight. I know that's hard to believe, but in my case, you know, It's already good that that you know I mentioned to you that the paper's growing, and we're going into places I have no idea where this publication will end up at. I have really no idea the future of the publication, but I do know that while we are here, we are pressing forward. We have overcome many obstacles, but nevertheless, we are still moving forward, and that's the way life is. If you look back over your life, there's always going to be obstacles. Always, and it's always, in my case, it's always been with me, but I think it's up to us to keep getting up, going around these obstacles, going over them by any means necessary sometimes. But it's a good thing to have growth if it's growing in the right direction. And here I am, some may say a senior citizen, an old fellow, whatever you want to call it, but aged gentleman. But, you know, I'm steady evolving myself. I'm growing because the way I did things yesterday, I'm learning from it. But we had to grow because, like I said, the child thinks, you know, you can't stay in that child mode forever. Some people try to, some people, you know, but in any case, I am so pleased with God that he selected us, not just me, all of us, to be a part of this publication because we are sending out a good news in this troubled world that people need all the help they can get. And I just want to thank God and thank each and every one of you, especially you editors, for your full support. And but yet, we are here today, and hopefully we'll be here tomorrow. And the paper's growing, like I said, here, there, and pretty much everywhere. And as the publication grows, we will begin to grow. We will be expanding our territory as well. So I just want to forewarn you that a lot of you will be put up on a pedestal in a lot of different areas. You know, this is not what we really strive for, but a lot of us have businesses and services. And one of the reasons why they joined the National Black Unity Music is to expand those businesses and services. And because the more people reach, the more people will have access to you and your information as well. And so, you know, I'm pleased with that. But I'm going to bring my brother on, Phil Gooden, because he's involved with several things. And I'm going to turn the mic over to him. Hey, Bill, how you feeling, sir?
Hey, David, how you doing? Let me just say hello to everybody and thank you again. But I would just like to say this before I start, David. You know, when you talked about the paper and the editors, and I mean, you know, I always want editors to know that this paper belongs to them. I mean, yes, you know, you the publisher, you know, I'm your partner, but this paper belongs to the editors, and they need to realize that and embrace this paper as that. You just happen to be the conduit that put the vehicle together, right? Because like you said, without the editors, there's no paper. So I just want to say, hey, thank you, editors. You know, I mean, you're doing a good job. You know, continue to support the paper, continue to pay for the paper because this is your paper. So I just wanted to say that first. But I also just want to, you know, thank the people that came out today at 5:45 to protest in reference to our water bills, David. You know, that's another subject for another day in terms of the constant cost of our water bills constantly going up. So, you know, if people don't fight for something, then people don't win. And then when people don't win, they don't understand why they don't win. Well, you don't fight, you can't win, right? So I want to say that. But in reference to some of the things you're talking about, I'm going to talk fast because I know other people on here, we only have a limited amount of time. This Friday, if God allow me, I'll be 70 years old. So I'm joining the club, David. I'm joining the club. And
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm having a birthday party at Les Brunch Cafe, which is 300 West 30th Street, this Friday from 7 to 10. I'm having an old people party. That's why it's from 7 to 10. We're not going to 2 o'clock in the morning. We're going from 7 to 10 and it's over. You know, so I want to say that. But then I guess the biggest thing, Dave, is, oh, let me also say this. October 27th, we're going to do a meet and greet with Ivan Bates. So, I mean, it's a free meet and greet. It's going to be at the Old Wood Nook, located 2213 Kirk Avenue from 5:30 to 8. So anybody that wants to come and meet Ivan Bates and personally talk to Ivan Bates, shake his hand, wish him, you know, good luck or whatever, then it's an opportunity for you to come and personally meet Ivan Bates. October 27th. From 5:30 to 8 at the Wood Nook, located 2213 Kirk Avenue. But then I guess the biggest thing is this. I want to thank everybody that has supported Black Man, Unifying Black Man, and everybody that came to our Black Man Honors last year. This year we're having another Black Man's Honor. We're trying to have an annual Black Man's Honors Award every year. You know, last year we honored 21 Black Men. This year is going to be 22. And I would just like to encourage everybody, you know, I mean, if you can, you know, if you could bring other people with you, you could purchase a table for $320 as a ticket. The ticket's $40 a piece. If not, purchase a ticket for yourself. But I'm saying, please come, because it's important that we embrace one another and let black men know that we're trying to lift one another up. Because I'm going to say this, you know, I always say that, you know, in the equation, in terms of if we're going to turn this thing around, black men play a very important role in trying to reach younger black men and black boys, right? So we have been very blessed in the 9 years we've been together to bring countless of black men together that have done some remarkable and amazing things. So I'm just encouraging everybody to please call David, call myself, Mike. Hey, get your ticket before the tickets sell out for November 5th from 10 to 1 and come and witness and be a part and partake in this honoring of black men who have been out on the battlefield for years in businesses, activists, educators, preachers. I mean, people that have been working, right? But, you know, sometimes we're not acknowledging one another, then sometimes we don't get acknowledged. So, you know, it's like somebody may mention, you know, we should have an opportunity to see our flowers and feel our flowers before we die, and then our flowers land on our casket, right? So I'm asking everybody, hey, please come out and support that. Again, it's November 5th from 10 to 1. It's going to be at the Downtown Carter Arts Center, 401 North Howard Street, right there at Marbury and Howard. Again, if you want to take it, contact David, contact myself, but please come. You know, I mean, help this to continue to be a success every year so we could continue to build. And so, you know, again, you know, like I said, there's a lot I could say, but I know we only have a certain amount of time. So that was the three major things that I just wanted to make announcement of, my birthday, Ivan Bates, and of course, November 5th. So I hope that everybody online will be trying to get with us and get tickets and help us to make sure that we sell out again this year. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, brother. And let me just reiterate about what Bill just mentioned. You know, and this event is open to everyone. And but let me say this. Last year, I was one of the recipients of the Black Men Awards. And I'm going to tell you something personally. But you know that thing lifted me up so greatly. You don't know how much I appreciated that to be honored amongst your own peers, and so you know, like I say, Bill said, when you give people flowers while they still living, still smelling, it's a major difference. You know, when you're dead and gone, I don't know what happened after that. You know, and you know people say this and say that, but you know it's a major heartwarming feeling to be acknowledged by people who amongst the peers that, you know, want to give you an honor. And let me say this too. This year, man, we have some powerful brothers that's going to be honored. Man, brothers, like I said, yes, they all put in work. But these brothers that dedicate their lives and they're good examples of men that you don't see too much in the media. You see them in the National Black Unity News, but you don't see them in too much other medias. Brothers doing good works in the community. And that's one of the major reasons for the National Black Unity News to bring information bias and forth so that we can highlight our own and that, you know, to tell our stories, to share our stories. And so, you know, there's a lot of tentacle to the National Black Unity News. And also there's a lot of tentacle to Black Men Unifying Black Men because I'm one of the founding members. So Bill is the actual founder of it. Bill started this whole thing. And see, like they say, you got a brother like, see, this one I just want to share before we move on. To everybody out there who have a vision or dream or idea and you want to try, you know it could be a great idea. You know it can alter people's lifestyles or change their lifestyle. And sometimes you feel as though it just may not, you know, maybe too big. The vision could be extremely large. But, you know, I'm just going to encourage, because Bill is a good example of what can happen when a brother, you know, just came here. What Bill did one day is called me and four other brothers. We met at a restaurant and we sit down and talk. And each and every one of them brothers, put in work. I've known these gentlemen for some time, you know, over the years, you know, and I know of all, every last one of them put in some work. But we decided that day, we met each other. We broke bread together, and we just came up with an idea, it's not what you call a club or you know, have all these agendas or memberships. What we decided to do is introduce brothers to brothers so they can get to know one another. And man, since the inception of that idea, and I remind some of you all the time, the National Black Unity Music came from out of that idea. Then you have brothers like Brother Rennie. He's one of the recipients this year, one of our founding members. His brother had been putting in work, but he started an organization called Kiova. A bunch of brothers coming down, they buying up real estate now. You know, they've been around for a couple of years now doing that. Then we honor another one of our brothers, Dr. Andre Buntley, who has a strong history in Baltimore. But this brother went out there and started an organization called We Are Us, where you got a bunch of black men and women going all over the city and talking to our, you know, talking to people maybe going through some difficulty, but not going just talking to them, but they're bringing resources with them. And see, and all of these, that's why I say you never know the power of one, because every person that they talk to or everybody that they help and every home that's being brought and sold by Kiova, and all the people that the National Black Unity News touches all over this globe now, because we're globally now, they come from a spark, from one idea, from one guy saying, well, let me try this anyway. And see, this thing, they can say, when you have, when you put your finger into those, you alter the entire ocean. Because of one thought, look what happened out of that. Look how many organizations, and we got groups up in Philadelphia, And Arizona was a great start. One, you know, and I'm just telling you now, I've met personally hundreds of brothers over the years since we started this. And guess what? Quite a few of them are in the National Black Unity News. Wayne Randall is one of them. Rico Crawley, I see, is on here. You know, and Vernon, me and him reunited back, you know, with Black Men. You know, so it's a lot of things, like I say, when you have an idea or you want to share it with someone, Or, you know, at least try it, because you never know. You never know the outcome. And so with that being said, thank you, Brother Bill. Happy birthday to you. And God willing, because I know I'm willing, I'm going to be there. And so, like I say, you know, come check us out, not only at the birthday party, Ivan Bates, as well as the Black Men Are Honors. And we do have a few tickets available. And I encourage the National Black Unity News to show up, because this is how we got our inception. It came from this event, you know, and you get to meet a lot of good brothers and sisters that's going to be there. And sometimes, I keep saying, you have to show up sometimes, because you never know who you're going to meet that may can take your dream or part of your dream or your vision to the next level. But you have to show up. Okay, with that being said, all right, I'm going to pick on somebody else. And I see Dr. Leroy McKenzie. How you doing, sir? If you can you unmute yourself?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear. How are you?
Okay, I'm coming to you. Hey, I'm doing great. How is everybody? Good evening to everybody. Let me turn my video on. Well, actually doing some work, so.
Right. Dr. McKenzie, I was going to say, you know, you was on last week, on last Tuesday with us, and you brought a couple of authors with you. And see, for those of you who may not know, Dr. McKenzie is an author himself. He authored quite a few books. Come think about it, Bill did too. Bill authored about 6 or 7 books too. Man, we got some scholars all over the place around us, man. But in any case, Dr. McKenzie, he helps people with books and things like that. But I'm not going to ask him about books this evening, because this gentleman is another one, man, that's here, there, and everywhere. This brother does so many different types of podcasts. He's involved with so many different organizations, so many different authors. And this brother had brought people to us like Dr. Ali to the family and a couple of other people. And so, you know, this is how the circle continues to go around, because everybody share. We get to meet one another, and it's a great and wonderful thing. Dr. McKenzie, I don't know what happened to you, but he dropped off somewhere. But hopefully he'll come back on. But we'll get back to him when there you go.
Yeah, I think it's my I don't know what the Wi-Fi might be acting up a little bit, but yeah, I'm back.
Okay. But I just want you to share what I just said. This is what we call open mic night. So what's going on with you? Anything you want to share with the family? Some of the activities that you're involved with and some of the books that you offer?
Well, first of all, and I don't know if the brother's here or not, but I would like to know, and I don't know if both of your brothers are aware, but yesterday was the 27th anniversary of the Million Man March.
Yes.
And I always reflect on that day because and friends of mine, we were over in D.C. That day. We gathered the night before because I always remember because a buddy of mine, he and I were roommates at the time, and several of our friends came over, whatever you call it, to all of us to be able to go over to D.C. together. And we got over, we left early in the morning, got over there about, I think about 3, maybe 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. It was a cold day that morning too, because we were out there before it was dark, or while it was dark rather. And I just always remember, because we were up front, and I remember seeing as the day kind of began and it rose, just seeing the number of men piling into that area. I forgot, I don't know if you, what do you call it? I forgot what that's called. It's called the park or something like that. But that area, that long area, from the Capitol down to the Senate building, all the way down to the, I believe it's the Congress building, those two buildings, but seeing it packed with over 2 million men, black men, that came that day unified. It was the energy that was there, just the amount of love given one brother to the next. I'll always remember that for the rest of my life. And I was reflecting, and I was actually looking for the speech by Fred, but the one that I found, it did the audio on it was not very good at all. And some of the other speakers that were there too, but I specifically wanted to listen to his. And I noticed that no one really talked about it yesterday. It wasn't something that was mentioned, I believe. If it was, I didn't see it. But maybe reflect on 27 years and seeing where we've come from that point, that Day of Atonement. That we had the mall. That's what it is. Yeah, yes, the mall. but being able to reflect on that day, just a whole day of nothing but black men coming together, unified, one mindset, one way of thinking, and wanting to do better, be better, and then to now see that same kind of charge here with the National Black Unity News being unified in what we do. Being unified in the mission that we're trying to make our communities better, make all of us better with the information and the knowledge that we share with everyone out there and everything like that. So I just reflected on that yesterday. I thought about that. And it was, you know, it's just always great for me to think about those things and think about how do we, you know, how do we move forward? How do we keep moving forward? And just making not only ourselves better, but making our communities better. And one of the things that I've been blessed to be able to do is be a part of the National Black Unity News and these great people that are here in making our communities better. So that's kind of what had been on my mind, Brother David.
Okay, let me say this too. I was there at the Million Man March myself. So was Bill Gooden, and there was, we have a sister, Eartha Harris. She's in the publication as well. And she always spearheads, you know, let people know commemoration of the Million Man March. And they always start off early in the morning at the park, Drew Hill Park in Baltimore. And then they went over to one of our other members' place, our social club, and they had breakfast there. So, and they do this every year. And so, and like you, At that time, I was doing a publication called The Informer. Mm. And I was there, and yes, it did put a spark in me that because I can say I was so amazed at so many black men, far as you could see. And the unique thing was about it that these brothers were embracing one another, showing love to one another, and unity. And there was a lot of expectations because there was a lot of, this is what I talk about, propaganda in the media. They had so much discussions about this march before it happened. We had brothers going against brothers, sisters going against brother. There was all kind of controversy that, you know, before it happened. But nevertheless, it happened. And again, because someone had this thought. And out of 2 million black men, you never know, you know, go see, because it sparked me. It kept me going. It encouraged me. You know, it showed that there was hope, especially what I was doing. And so I appreciate you for, you know, for reminding us of that, because, like I said, it was a historical thing that happened. And that's another event that altered this country, you know, turned around, because I do know one thing, Dr. McKenzie, is that it opened up a lot of eyes. Now, some of the eyes that don't look like ours, too, you know, to see that we can call it. Go ahead, Brother Bill. I know you were there.
I just want to say I'm glad Brother brought that up. But there was some activities yesterday around the celebration of the Million Man March.
Okay.
Like David said, I participated in the Sunrise Prayer on the Drew Hill Park, which happens every year. You got drummers out there. We have a big circle out there. So we meet out there at 6:00, then went to our social club for breakfast and discussion. And then from there, they went down to the garage and did some things. So, you know, every year here in Baltimore, I can't speak for other states and other cities, but here in Baltimore, every year since the Million Man March, there has been commemorations.
Okay. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. And speaking of, you know, one of our members, I think it's in the publication on page 48, Queen Empress, she's the young lady that 25 years ago started with a Million Women March, and she get ready to do it again in a few weeks, I believe. So check out page 48 in the National Black Unity News. And give the sister some support, you know, in any way you can. Like, you can check it out on her page. And Cheryl Ricks, how are you this evening?
I am wonderful.
Okay, good. Since we're going around, I'm trying to get as many people as I possibly can. And you are author as well. I got a bunch of authors on here tonight, you know. And not only did they not author just one book, but several, like yourself. And you've been out here for some time now, you know, putting in work throughout the community. So what's going on with you? Anything you would like to share with us about your books or some of the things that you're doing?
Well, one of the things that I started doing the last edition of the paper was to highlight a nonprofit organization that was doing great work in the community. And for all the book sales that were made on my website only, I'm donating 50% of the proceeds to that nonprofit organization. I had an opportunity to go to the organization that I am sponsoring this month on last Saturday, the 8th of October. They were the nonprofit organization that helped me when I was leaving an abusive situation 40 years ago. And they're celebrating 44 years of helping women and children get to a safe place and start a new life. And I was really excited to be a part of their fundraiser and celebration, because I went there when I was 23 years old. By the grace of God, on the 27th of this month, I'll be 63 years old. So I was one of the first people that they helped, and I had reached out to them and just told them how much of a difference they made in my life and let them know how my life turned out. Because, you know, just like the 10 lepers that Jesus healed, they don't know, you don't know that what you do make a difference until somebody come back and tell you it did. So they was very appreciative. They interviewed me, and they did segments of the interview at the a fundraiser event. And it was just such an amazing time to see all those people that this particular organization had impacted in the community. The actual organization is called the Family Crisis Center. It's in Dundalk. And they've done a lot of things to help, you know, women and children survive domestic violence. So that's one thing I'm doing. The other thing I'm doing is reaching out more to women. But this pandemic has affected all of us, the husband, the wife, the girl, the boy, the woman, the man. And it's a time for us to just stop isolating and getting into that dark place and thinking that life is always going to be like it is. And just remember that we need the hope of Christ and that, you know, as one person said it, we have survived 100% of the things that we have been through. And whatever we're going through, we're going to get through that as well with the help of the Lord. So I just want to do more. I want to get out more. I think I'm giving you a call, Brother David, and also Brother Vernon, so that I can really start, you know, collaborating and helping you guys and let you guys help me. Because like I said sometime before, women and men are built differently, and we have different gifts, talents, ability, and characteristics. And we really have to get to where we're working together as men and women.
You
I mean,
are
we can
muted.
Do a lot
you can mute
women.
Or unmute
we can
yourself
do a lot together
by pressing
as men,
star six.
But we can do the best together if women and men come together. It's something about what God designed a man to be and what God designed a woman to be. If we could just be the helpmate and the right hand and the left hand that God created men and women to be, a lot of what we're dealing with, we won't have to deal with it. You know, just reach out. I mean, we ain't got to get romantic. We ain't got to get sexual. Just reach out to some women. Let some women reach out to you guys. And let's just partnership and get some things done. We need each other.
Right. Yes, it does. It does take the village. And I'm so glad that, you know, you reunited with some of the people that planted some seeds in your life and that, you know, went out here and you started planting seeds in other people's lives through your books and all the other services you provide. That's how I met you. You was planting seeds then, you know, at this event that one of our editors, you know, hosted. So this, like I say, man, this is, you know, like I say, it's like the universe. Everything is connected, one form or another. And talk about being connected. I don't know what's going on in North Carolina, but we have a lot of migration coming from Baltimore going to North Carolina. And there's a couple new people that's going to come on board, and they talking about migrating to North Carolina as well. But in any case, we have a young lady on here, Miss Fran Allen, who is, my goodness, another author of multi books as well. And so it's a wealth of information on here. People had documented some of their journeys and some of their experiences. And I told y'all before, you know, Fran, you know, she's come from many places and done many things, military. Fran, just, you know, she's a Renaissance woman. So, but you know, but there's a little boy that Fran brought into our lives. And then the name is Collins. And you know, see, people don't know, they can say they may never come back and take. But I get a lot of response because of this young man. And I want you to tell, I would love to meet him one day, Fran, because, you know, the people are so amazed of a little mind like this. So that's how important that we deal with our young folks, reach out to them. And I'm quite sure he already affected so many people's lives that he don't even realize the effect that he already have on many people's lives. But I can almost guarantee you, because somebody like a Fran Allen took interest into this young man. And we don't know what this young man, he's showing some right in there that he's seen himself in print and all of this kind of stuff. Most people don't get opportunity to do that. We don't know, he may be our next Langston Hughes or anything else. You never know where this young man may go. Out into the future because some seeds has been planted into him. So, Fran, I want to thank you for bringing a young man into our lives, but also thank you for who you are and what you have done. And so what's going on, Fran? I know you're busy. You're here, there, and everywhere. Some good things are happening all around you as well. You know, I saw that video that you put on about, you know, the church service, too,
yeah.
You know. And it is amazing. I looked at that gentleman, and the first thing I saw, was coming. So I mean, it's amazing how things, you know, just come full circle sometimes. But in any case, what's going on in your world?
Man, good evening, everybody. I'm just so grateful to be able to be on the call tonight. Things kind of slowed down, so I had an opportunity to hop off some other stuff and be present today. So I'm grateful for that. Man, there's so many things going on. Let me start with Colin, little Colin Johnson. You know, he's playing football now for Knightdale High School. He's on the JV team, I guess, or the junior, whatever it is. Anyway, this little guy is out there, and he's just trying to knock him dead. They're playing tackle football, and he is really, you know, fired up for his team. And the commitment that he brings and the energy that he brings, he's just such a joy to watch. And, you know, I went to their game. They had a game on Saturday afternoon, and they got started a little late, and they were playing, and then they lost. They lost by 4 points. And so I asked him, I said, "So, Colin," I said, "you upset?" And he said, "Nah, it's just a game. We'll win the next time." And I thought, man, if we could just clone his little attitude, you know, and sprinkle it all over the rest of the people. He's just such an amazing little kid. And he could, the most excitement he had was leaving the game to go back home to be with his little brother.
Oh, wow.
You know, his mom just had a baby, and he's got a little brother that's about 2 months old now, two, maybe going on two and a half months. And he is ecstatic to be a big brother right now. So, you know, he don't have time to be fooling around after the game. He got to get in the car and go home because he got to see what little Cole is doing. So I'm just grateful for him. There's so much going on. I made a commitment to my church to be present there doing, you know, a number of different things. I work in the food ministry, so we feed people out in the community who are not able to, you know, get good, wholesome, healthy food. So we bag it up and then take it out in the community and deliver it for the folks that don't have transportation and can't get to the church. We take the food to them. So we do that 3 days a week. And, you know, I'm doing some other things. I'm starting to record the clips because I heard you, Dave. I heard you years ago when you said, "Fran, you need to do a podcast." And I was like, "Yeah, all right, whatever." But I wasn't ready then. You know, I wasn't ready. But now I'm ready, and I have a concept, and I'm working on a script, and I'm doing some other things, and I'm creating these clips because I'm going to create a podcast with a friend of mine, David Chance. You might know Dave. He is one half of the group Rough Ends, which is, you know, Baltimore born and bred, and, you know, their sons, they're the sons of Baltimore. But David also has a production company, a media company that produces podcasts as well. And he shops them to major networks like Hulu and Netflix and some other places. And he called me up one day and said, "All right, it's time for you to be on TV. You should have been in there a long time ago, but we're getting ready to do this thing and we need you." And that was my moment, you know, that was my moment. So now we're working toward that. And I've just updated my website, which is www.selfdevelopmentsuccess.com, selfdevelopmentsuccess.com. And I put my clips on there. And I actually have a clip that Wayne did a interview with me. And I have that on there as well, the Finance Hour. And, you know, we talked about a lot of things. But there's some inspirational clips that I hope people will think about and be encouraged and be inspired to do something different, you know, to get a different result. Because, you know what they say, you keep doing the same old thing, you're going to keep getting the same old thing. So if you want to switch up, you got to change up. And, you know, that's that's kind of where I am. There's people been after me to, still after me to write this book about Elijah Cummings, but that season of my life has come and gone. You know, I do know things that other people don't know, but some of them things are not for the public ear or eye. Mm-hmm. You know, I had his confidant. I was his confidant when he was alive, and I will remain his confidant in his death.
I got you.
So the dirt that they think I know, that they think I'm going to put out in the wind, yeah, that's just not going to happen because I'm not built like that. I'm not built like that. He was my friend, and I love him, and I miss him. And every time I see Kwaisi, oh, my goodness, I just want to smack him upside the back of the head because the whole operation is just so different. It's just so different. People tell me all the time, girl, I called the office, can't get nobody to call me back. Well, it's a different day. Doing some things that I believe are going to bring a better quality of life to people by inspiring them to do something different than what they've been doing. You know, our quality of life is really our responsibility. And if you want to be a better quality of life than you're living, then you got to make better choices than you're making. It's really that simple. You know, people try to make this stuff so complicated. Well, you got to go to school and you got to get a degree and you don't have to go to school and get a degree. You already know everything that you need to know to be successful in your life. You just don't, you know, you just can't be lazy about it. You got to go dig deep down inside where God planted it and go get it and go to work. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to drop out of the sky in your lap just because you wanted to. But that doesn't mean that you're not deserving. That doesn't mean that you're not supposed to have it. It just means that you got to do a little work to get it.
Right.
So, you know, if you want that really big paycheck, then find that thing that you know.
You are unmuted.
That thing that you're really good at, that thing that doesn't feel like work to you, and go do that thing and turn it into the paycheck that you believe you deserve to have. Because we all have that in us.
That's right.
We all have that in us. But not all of us are going to do the work that we've got to do to pull it out of us. So my challenge to everyone is, you know, there's something in you that you've been wanting to do for a long time, but you're letting fear stop you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's time to put the fear behind you, because fear will follow you to the grave and you will go in just as empty as you came out. We came to this world naked and we're going to get up out of here naked. But the in-between part, it's really up to us to drive it wherever we want it to be.
Right.
It's really up to us to get those things that we think we deserve. Because I'm not responsible for giving you or anybody else anything. Now, my heart might say give it. I might be generous, feel generous and give it. But at the end of the day, it's not my responsibility to do that. It's your responsibility to live the life that you are destined to live. But you got to put the work in order to make it materialize. So that's what I've been doing. And
right.
I hope everybody else has been as busy as me.
All right. You know, that's that old saying, if it is to be, it'll be up to me.
And
that's what it takes. Somebody got to start something. Everything you see, it was a thought with somebody.
Yeah.
Probably it was a thought with a whole lot of people, one person. Decided to say, well, I'm going to do it. Went out there and do it. And I know we all had those moments.
Yeah.
Man, this would be a great idea to do it. And then all of a sudden, procrastinated. And then somebody asking, out there doing it now. So,
yeah.
You know, so like you say, you start with that man in the mirror. And speaking of man in the mirror, Brother High Key, how you doing, sir? I don't know if you've been talking like a Brother High Key be double. Tasking, you know, he's in the ambulance. He is what they call a first responder, and he's an activist. He's here, there. I mean, and he's everywhere. Yeah, I mean, this brother. I mean, he's some extensive traveling and all over this country. He actually gets involved. Remember, I kept saying showing up. This one of the brothers that shows up. And so, Brother Hakeem, what's going on?
Greetings, everybody. Yes, good afternoon, good evening. How y'all doing? Hope y'all are well. Good to see y'all.
All right, sir. We were just having an open discussion what's called open mic. You familiar with that? You know, we just share with people what's going on in your life, and if you want to share a little bit of that, you got the floor, sir.
Right. Well, thank you. Nothing much. I just want to report tomorrow I'll be on for tomorrow night's call, so I'll be sharing a little bit more about, you know, the Panama experience that myself, Brother Cliff, had. So got an opportunity to share a little bit more on that. But, you know, I just also mentioned that yesterday was the 27th anniversary of the Million Man March. So a lot of powerful brothers, sisters came together. So some I just don't, you know, we don't see enough of each other. So I was just really, you know, revigorated with the spirit of the Million Man March and, you know, just knowing that, you know, I was there for that historic time. It was transformational for me. But more importantly, it's about, you know, continuing to evolve and grow every single day. And I appreciate hearing one of Sister Fran's message, you know, speaking about our Congressman Elijah Cummings, who, you know, who I miss indeed. I wasn't as close, obviously, as Sister Fran was, but, you know, he certainly inspired me when my father took me to hear him. Like, I think I was in my teens. So, you know, I just feel it's just good to be alive, be a Black man, and continue to set an example. So I look forward to tomorrow. I'll keep listening to you all. I can't share a whole lot right now because I'm like working, but, you know, I just want to step in and I'll listen to the rest. Thank you all.
Okay, thank you. And speaking of tomorrow, you know, of course, we do a podcast tomorrow night, and we have both of them on there tonight. Miss Kathleen Murphy, as well as Walter Murphy. If y'all can unmute yourselves, you know, I want to know, you know, Cheryl said, you know, we men, we women, we got to start connecting with one another. Sham, is this y'all connected to each other? Matter of fact, y'all ain't live together. But in any case, so what's going on in your world, Kathleen Murphy and Walter Murphy? Unmute yourselves. Kathleen,
ladies first.
Good evening.
How you doing?
I'm fine. My voice might go, but I'm fine. Ragweed does not like me. That's all I have to say about the allergies. But I'm fine. I've been busy, hopefully doing what God wants me to do. I've been directing my time, working as always with the youth in the community, doing different projects, not only the youth, doing a lot of adult projects in the nursing homes, planning for the upcoming holidays for the youth and the senior citizens. And, of course, tomorrow night, as Mr. Haki stated, we're going to have him on as our guest speaker, and we cannot wait to hear about his adventures in Panama. So that's what I have to say for tonight.
All right. Mr. Murphy. Yes, sir.
I'm here. I was trying to unmute myself. Okay, well, that singer's on. Anyway, hello everyone. How's everybody doing this afternoon? I'm seeing some very friendly faces, especially my girlfriend. How you doing, my dear? With the thumbs up. I want to commend you on a statement that you made earlier today in reference to Elijah Cummings. It did my heart good to meet him and to know him. I shared the roster. A platform with him just one time, me, him, David, who else was it, what's it called, that church, David, the big church?
Oh, New Thomas.
Walter S. Thomas, that's what I'm trying to think of, Walter S. Thomas.
Yeah.
And of course, the Congressman. And I got to tell you that he eulogized my brother, and it was an amazing event. I mean, the whole thing was just amazing. And when we talk about doing dastardly deeds to people who no longer can defend themselves or who can defend themselves and still you do the dastardly deeds to them, you know, it's a trifling thing that what you would be called. It's trifling, okay? And so, Fred, I want to commend you on having what I call gumption. and purity in spirit, okay? It is a wonderful thing to have folks like you associated with us. I ain't gonna lie to you. And you know how high esteem you have in my household. You are a wonderful, wonderful addition to the National Black Energy News and to humankind. I want to also commend all you guys who had the opportunity to go to the Million Man March. It was an amazing event. Unfortunately, I did not have the opportunity to go. But let me take that back. Opportunities, one thing. I did not go all. I didn't go all of the hurdles to get there. There were many, but the deal is this: it was an amazing event, and it affected me to this moment. Like many of you, you didn't have to necessarily be there, but the messages that were given were so prolific. One of the biggest things I got out of that specific event, and I know we talk about what's going on in the future, but I just want to bring this up, was that Brother Farrakhan was talking about this manifesto, this Willie Lynch manifesto, and how it affected so many people then, how it was manifested to be dealing with people 300 years later. At the time that he spoke the letter was done in 1712, and as you know, that was 1995. And so at the end of the day, we still had a lot more time to meet that 300 years, and ladies and gentlemen, they have done a real good job on us. They sell us what they want. They make laws the way they want. When I say they, whoever makes that law, it's to their benefit. I'm going to say that again. I don't care who they are. Whoever makes that law and whoever is not within that realm is restricted. They have been downgraded or to the point where they cannot perform fully because of the fact that restriction, because of that law. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that the Million Man March did a lot for so many people. And one of the things it did for us, especially for me, was realize where we were and the kind of mindset that we were placed in. And so one of the things that I now have been trying to do over these last years is trying to free the minds and the finances of just about everybody I meet. The goal is to give you an opportunity to know that what you love to do can make a way for you.
Right.
What you absolutely love to do has the potential to make you great. And so don't take what you like doing. That's a little shady. If you do a thing that's harming people or ripping people off, yeah, it's going to come back on you. But if you're just for mankind, look out, ladies and gentlemen, do that. And do it to your very best ability. And as David knows and everybody else who knows me, that has been my mission these last years. To individually empower each person know how great and wonderful they are. If they can manifest that, if they can hold on to that, I guarantee you'd be less suicides, less murders, less all that other stuff, and you'd be surprised what one person can do to change the entire environment of the entire community. Just one. And that's for the good and the bad. Back to you, David.
Oh, man, powerful stuff, powerful stuff. Speaking of powerful stuff, Owl Vernon. Unreach yourself, Vernon, if you can. If you can. See, Vernon has a TV station, and I heard you heard of podcasting, people doing this and doing that. All I'm saying, brother, get ready, man, because a lot of good things about to take forth, and what you have provided with your thoughts can be astronomical for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I know you're doing some things. See, Vernon's one of those people, like Brother Rico on here, is behind the scenes. But they put in so much work, and they do it, Brother Rico as well as Vernon. They put in work, but, they don't like to be up front, and share. But, these brothers are, from their hearts, man, they are servants. I mean, straight up servants. And they love serving people and helping people. So I want to acknowledge you two brothers because like I say, y'all, like I say, I'm so, people like, being around people like that, man, it does my heart so good, man, to see that, sometimes, you beat up on yourself, but then, you do that. Mr. Murphy said, everybody can't do the same thing or the same way. God blesses in so many different ways. And so Vernon, back to you, sir. What's going on with you, young man?
Like you were saying, I'm just working behind the scenes, you know, just trying to get things organized a little bit and, you know, just to reach out further, you know, just support you guys. I just want to thank everybody for, you know, coming tonight. You know, it's real inspirational just to hear the different stories and the different projects that everybody is working on. You know, it's very inspiring.
Okay. Brother Rico, how you doing, sir? And, you know, y'all know Rico. You know, he'll speak up every once in a while, but when he opened his mouth, he got something to say. But, you know, but he speaks with his actions. And his action is serving people, man. And if he ain't out there doing, he helping other people, that's helping people. So, Brother Rico, we appreciate you, man. There you go.
Good evening, everyone. You know all I'm going to say is hello and peace and blessings. That's it.
But we got that out of you then.
Yeah.
my buddy, man. All right. And so, you know, and Brother Cliff, unmute yourself. You know, me and Bill were talking about you earlier today. I, you know, if you can, I need to talk to you after this call is over with.
Okay.
I know your ears probably was burning, but it was then a good thing. We didn't talk bad about you. We wouldn't do that behind your back. We do it in front of your face if we had six of them.
Oh.
No, it was all good, bro.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
Okay. But Brother Cliff is the number one of them brothers who serves. And he does so much for so many, and you know, this brother ain't looking to put money in his pocket. I mean, everybody wants to get paid and stuff, but I'm telling him he does it from his heart. This brother's been fighting for unity amongst ourselves for many years, and it's because of him. See, this is how, like I say, if y'all notice what was going on all during this conversation, how we all interacted with one another, how we connect to one another. And see, it was this brother to introduce me to Kim Poole, you know, and that's how, you know, so like I say, things, like I say, you never know, but you have to show up again, and you never know who God placed in your life, and you never know the outcome of that. So when you meet somebody, or you reunite with somebody, you know, and I believe there's a purpose for everything and everyone, and so, you know, just be alert from now on, because you never know how instrumental this person can be in your life. And so, Brother Cliff, what's going on with you in your world, sir?
Well, about the same thing as usual. First of all, I want to wish a happy pre-birthday to Brother Bill Gooden. So I'm looking forward to his celebration on Friday. And I just want to remember that Bill Gooden's last name begins with good. And I think that's an important, that tells you just about everything you need to know about the character of Brother Bill Gooden. I want to congratulate, of course, everyone here at the National Black Unity News for all that you continue to do to inform and lift our community through podcasts, through Zoom meetings such as this one, through the hard copy of the paper. So, thanks and congratulations to the National Black Unity News for all the work that you do. Congratulations to the honorees at November 5th event at the Downtown Cultural Arts Center, many of whom, at least many, are members of Black Men Unifying Black Men and have been at those breakfast meetings from the beginning. So congratulations to all the past honorees, such as yourself, Baba David, and the honorees this year, and so congratulations to all those. If I'm able to make it to the meeting tomorrow, then I'll see if I can make it, because I'd really be interested in hearing Brother Haki's thoughts on the summit in Panama, as well as his, he's been all over the place. So he's been at a number of spots. So looking forward to hearing his perspectives there. Finally, as far as a million man march is concerned, which sparked a million youth march, a million woman march, a million family march, millions more movement, and many apparently seems like millions of other things. I was able to make it to the sunrise ceremony, which is quite a feat for me because usually I'm only entering to REM sleep at about 6 o'clock in the morning. But was able to make it to Druid Hill Park for that and a little bit of the Arch Social Club breakfast. Had to bounce out to take care of some other things. But my thoughts on October 16th, 1995 were based on what I heard a lot of the people reflecting on yesterday morning. And sure, the Million Man March was about the opportunity to commune with roughly 2 million black men on the Mall in Washington, D.C. But it was more than that. The Million Man March was an opportunity for us to atone or offer words of atonement to our women, our families, our community, for our inactions, our misdeeds over the course of our lives. But it was more than that. It was an opportunity for us to listen to rousing speeches by Minister Farrakhan and others. But it was more than that. It was an opportunity for us to gather every year since then and talk about what it did for us psychologically, emotionally, but it was more than that. To me, the most important aspect of the Million Man March would be reflected in our actions after that march occurred. So many times we gathered for meetings, marches, conventions, conferences, and those meetings and marches and conventions and conferences in and of themselves are looked at as important events. But what's really important is how well we follow up, how well we actually make good on the promises that we make at those events. A lot of us pledge to do better as men, and many of those who attended the Million Man March went on to found organizations and to push the work forward. Some of them stayed with that work, and some of them dropped off. So to me, the key thing was not so much what happened on that day, though that was important. The really important thing is how did we follow up on it, and how did we actually take those words that we uttered on October 16th, 1995, and make them real, not only the following week, the following year, but for the rest of our lives. And so to me, that's the most important aspect of really any gathering, but in particular a gathering as massive as the Million Man March was. And so I'm going to leave it there.
You know, brother, I love hearing you talk because you're a very insightful individual with a lot of wisdom and knowledge about a lot of things. And, you know, that's one side of Brother Cliff. But, you know, some of y'all know, we know that Brother Cliff is also what one may call a DJ. He's a connoisseur of music. And not only will he be doing Bill's birthday party that's forthcoming, but this brother did my birthday party a couple of years ago when I turned 68. And man, I had the time of my life, and I don't want nobody, you know, snitch on me, but you know, I carried on that night. But
I'm gonna see how much rust I can shake off between now and Friday.
but like I said, I appreciate this brother, and see, he's another person that's on here that constantly gives, you know. You try to give Cliff this and this, that, you know, he'll take some time, sometime he won't, but you know, but this brother do it from his heart. You know, he put all these things together, man, not because he's committed to helping us, to unite with us. And so all I'm saying to you before in closing is this, ladies and gentlemen, man, you know, just listen to everybody talk how we get to twine with one another and how God brought people into our lives. You know, it's amazing how things happen sometimes, how people involved. Now, Lee Fields is one of those people that's going to be a recipient of this upcoming award. And not too long ago, Fran Allen had a birthday party. Me, Fran, and Lee Fields were together at her party. And it dawned on me, that's how I met Fran, through Lee Fields. And see, you know, so it's just so amazing how, like I say, now I'm at the point in my life, I just sit back and watch God work. Because if you really look at what takes place with God, like I said, you never know who you're going to run into. Way back then, we never knew, had no clue that today, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years later, we'll be doing this. you know, in our lives we're on many different paths and stuff like this. We went on and stuff, but you never know, like I say, when it comes full circle, how God has placed people in your life for specific seasons and for reasons. And so I just want y'all, everybody on here, to know that I appreciate y'all so much, because y'all really altered my life. I'm talking about, man, yeah, I'm up there. You know, and cause, you know, like I say, you know, people can talk all they want to. But for as my life, it's factual that we have unity amongst ourselves. People can say this about we can't come together. But y'all have already proven, just on this podcast tonight, not only the commemoration of the Million Man March, but what y'all have done individually and what we have done collectively, especially through the National Black Unity News. And so, you know, I just want to appreciate this. And in closing, I see someone that I'm not too familiar with, D. Brown Bay. D. Brown Bay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, my brother. Yourself?
I'm still here.
Yes, sir. I was at the Million Man March reunion in True Hill yesterday morning.
Okay.
And Vernon Streeter is the one who invited me here.
Okay, good. That's what they do. They share.
Yeah, we went to college together, and we got a lot of good ideas as far as helping try to build up the community. And since he invited me, I appreciate everything that you brothers are doing and willing to help and assist in any capacity I can.
All right, then, you know, tell the brother, give you my number, let's talk, you know, because we're always looking for people that want to make it different in people's lives. And so, you know, and that's why I tell people, man, you know, I remember that prophet, and he thought he was the only one putting in work, and God showed him, man, it was over 400 around him, right around him. But in any case, you know, to each and every one of you, please, if you can, come on tomorrow night. I know we're busy people, but, you know, come on tomorrow night. Brother Haki will be one of our guest speakers, and the host will be Miss Kathleen Murphy and Walter Murphy. And the rest of us usually be on there as well, because you never, like I say, you have to show up sometimes. You never know, because, like I say, the blessings that you miss sometimes, you know, oftentimes we say things or get off on this thing here. They can be such a blessing, the connections. And this is one of the strongest points about the National Black Unity News. The paper does what it's supposed to do, but it's the people behind the scene that makes everything happen. And so with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Satavi, before I go, because I didn't get to you, sir, you open up. But before we go, sir, is there anything that what's going on in your life, sir?
Talking to me, Brown Bay?
No, I'm talking to Brother Hackney.
You're talking to me.
Brother Satavi. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me, David?
Yeah, loud and clear, sir.
Okay, great. Yeah, well, you know, I'm up here in Maryland right now to visit my sick father, and you know, he's 90 years old, and he's seen his life, and you know, it's a blessing to be able to get that old. He taught me how to play tennis, and which carried me a long way on things that I do, and just want to thank him for that. And I ask y'all to pray for him. He's not in the best of health right now. And, Fran, I need your website again.
That would be selfdevelopmentsuccess.com. I'll put it in the chat, Satawi.
Okay, I'm not.
All right. Okay, Brother Satawi, it's also on page 9. You can get it right off of page 9. That's what you get.
Okay,
And so, brother, Tommy, you know,
yes,
man, you know, like I say, you know, if it don't have to happen around in the circle of life, it is what it is. But it's good to know, you know, I met your father, you know. And and so all I can say to you, man, is, you know, hang in there, man, because you know, this is a good thing that you're able to even come and to do that with him and for him. And, you know, I got you, brother. God got you, and we got you as a team as well, because I do know about the family and the National Black Unity News. They will pray for you. They, you know, and I know this personal. And so, again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say good night to each and every one of you. And if you can, come out to Bill's birthday party, which is on Friday, and on the 5th, we will be having the honorees for the Black Men Unifying Black Men. The paper is available. And for those of you, some of you have gotten it today, some of you will be getting it tomorrow. And for those who have not gotten it, you know, because the, you know, you have to call me to make arrangements to pick them up or even have them mailed to you. So with that being said, see you tomorrow night, 7:30 sharp. And I'll be sending out the information. So good night and y'all take care.
Thank you, bro.
Have a blessed one, everyone. Have a good one.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.